Page 20. Unit 2. Technology. Lesson A. How private is private? 1. Grammar in context. B. Listen to a seminar. What invasions of privacy do the students mention?
In the college debate next week, the subject to be discussed is changing attitudes toward privacy. Do you think privacy has a different meaning nowadays?
Yes, definitely. I mean, people put pictures online and share intimate details with hundreds of so-called friends on social networks. You can watch videos of absolutely anything, you know, people brushing their teeth, all kinds of things that were once considered private.
Right. And every few minutes, they post updates saying what they're doing. The cat just bit me, or gonna wash my hair. We don't need to know things like that.
True. You can get to know more about people on the other side of the world than about someone next door or the guy upstairs. But I guess it's pretty harmless.
Maybe, but what about real invasions of privacy? Like online stores bombard you with ads offering personal recommendations because they know what you've searched for, and applications programmed to monitor your email. Then on your screen, you get those pop-up ads based on what you've just written. They're the ones I find creepy.
Well, you can just ignore ads. What worries me is the information demanded from you if you just want a username for a website. Sometimes they want your mailing address, cell phone number, date of birth, everything. There must be a lot of people happy to give away all this information, but they have no idea of how it'll be used. They get taken in by websites eager to make money by selling their databases to other companies.
Privacy is not an easy concept to define. So let's see if we can come up with a definition of privacy.